Dvamachus Meshalach.
From Har Sinai, which is also called Chorev, to Eretz Yisrael is a journey of 11 days. The 11 days journey reflects, quoting the Rebbe, the aspect of one, which is higher than the 10 commandments, the Aseret HaDibros, which were given at Chorev, the aspect of Hashem's essence and being, Mehusay V'Atmusay, which is higher than the 10 Sefiros. So the 11 days journey, 11 is one more than 10, and it's an aspect of oneness, which is even greater than the Aseret HaDibros and the 10 Sefiros. However, everyone knows that the Bnei Yisrael wandered in the Midbar for 40 years instead of 11 days. They could have gone into Eretz Yisrael in 11 days, but they spent 40 years in the desert as a punishment for the sin of the Meraglim, of the spies. In our Sikha, however, the Rebbe speaks of this as something positive. So the question is, what could be positive about the same journey being drawn out over 40 years? The Rebbe explains that we can say that Hashem's intention here was in order that the aspect of 11, which the Rebbe explained is Hashem's essence, will be drawn down, according to the Rebbe, will be drawn down and revealed in them in an internalized manner via their travels in the Midbar for 40 years, in which Hashem gave you a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. End of quote. So if Hashem would have taken them directly on the 11 days journey, all of the refinement which was accomplished over 40 years, would have been achieved in a manner of above to below, something which does not so much affect that which is below. Like the difference between the sense of ownership of a king who fought for territory and invested all his wealth and resources to conquer lands for his kingdom, as opposed to his son who received everything without investing any effort. So in the process of 40 years, the Bnei Yisrael received the influence from above, but in a way where they made the effort from below, which the Rebbe says is a unification of both qualities, from above to below and from below to above together. The Rebbe goes on to speak of how the number 10 is generally associated with Kedusha, whereas 11 is generally associated with the opposite, as in the 11 crowns of impurity that are mentioned in Tanya. The number 10 shows on the integration of Hashem's life force with His creations. The life force is not a separate thing. It's part of the 10 spheres. It's integrated with them. The number 11 reflects that the life force is higher and removed from the creations, which allows for an exaggerated self-awareness to the point of feeling separated from Elokus, which can descend into actual idolatry. Chas v'shalom. However, there also is an aspect of Yud Aleph of holiness. Yud Aleph is the Gematria 11, which is hinted at in the numerical value of the last two letters of Hashem's name. Hashem's name is Yud and then a He, Vav and then a He. So Vav and He together, that's 11. So that's 11 of holiness. And they are united with the first two letters, thus making Hashem's name complete, which occurs with, when is Hashem's name complete? With the elimination of Amalek. So the Rebbe connects all this with the month of Shvat, which is the 11th month, and in particular the 10th and 11th days of the month. What's the 10th Yud Shvat? Is the Stalkus the Fidik Rebbe. And the 11th is the acceptance by the Rebbe himself of the leadership. And the 11th day of the 11th month, that's when the Rebbe accepted the leadership. Also, we know that the Rebbe was born on the 11th day of Nisan, also connected to the Rebbe. Furthermore, on the 11th day of the 11th month, Yud Aleph Shvat, we find that these two dimensions come together, that the aspect of 11 as day, meaning light and revelation of the sun, and the aspect of 11 as the month, which is determined according to the moon. It's a unification of the sun and the moon. From this it's understood that the 11th month indicates, according to the Rebbe, the aspect of 11 as it is drawn down and revealed to the recipient, the moon, the Makabel. And the 11th day is the aspect of 11 as it is by the Mashpia, the sun, which is 11 in its pure state. That's according to the Rebbe. Now we see from this that the combination and unification of the higher and the lower, which should already be recognizable as one of the main foundations of the Dvar Machas Sichas, is emphasized in the very day of Yud Aleph Shvat, which is when the Rebbe accepted the Nesias in Tafshin Yud Aleph. And the Rebbe closes by saying, and I'm quoting the Rebbe, especially as regarding the prayer for the true and complete Geula Mitzvah Shlema, particularly after all the end times have already passed, Kol Kol HaKitzin, and all matters of the Avoida have been completed, as per the words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the leader of our generation, the Fidik Rebbe, that in addition to the feeling of yearning and desire and longing for the Geula until now, there needs to be now also and mainly the feeling of joy, the feeling of the joy from the fact that the Geula is coming in actuality in this very moment. So the Rebbe here is telling us that it's not enough to want the Geula, to yearn for the Geula. The main thing, the Rebbe says here, the main thing that needs to be is that we need to have a feeling of joy that the Geula is coming right now.